Let's get interactive. On Unisa Radio.
Unisa Radio, the African voice. It is all about nobody but you. You're still tuned to the Lunchbox with me, Precious. And it is now 90 minutes after 2, the second hour of the show. And I'm joined in studio by Nhlanhla and Yolanda from the DCCD. And today we're going to be talking about thinking differently about change. Good afternoon, guys, and welcome to Unisa Radio.
Afternoon.
How are you guys?
We are well.
Yeah, we're okay, and you?
Oh, great. So, guys, firstly, psychologically, as in that I wanted to go psychologically on me, and academically, how do you define challenges?
Okay, with challenges, challenges are actually unavoidable. Challenges can come in every aspect of, or any aspect of your life for that matter. So challenges are more like problems, things that you, maybe you tend to struggle with. So for today, we're going to be discussing how can you then think differently about those challenges that you face in life, whether it's from your studies, whether it's from your personal life, or whether it's from your maybe your workplace.
So challenges can be in many ways, as Yolanda mentioned, in those different categories. For instance, if you are failing and you don't know how to manage about that, or having challenges at home, maybe fighting with your parents, boyfriend, and all of that. So thinking about how do you go now on facing those challenges and finding strategies to move forward and really coping with your studies or personal life as well.
So what are the strategies that one needs to think differently about change, about challenges?
Okay. Okay.
ladies first.
Oh, okay, ladies first, Yolanda, then take it.
One of the most important thing is for one to identify something as a challenge, because you're not gonna be able to think differently about something or going about trying to solve something that you haven't identified as a challenge yet. So one of the first steps is for one to actually identify something as a challenge before they can even go further as to how they can deal with it differently.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, now I can go.
Now you can talk.
Okay. Okay, just to emphasize on what Yolanda mentioned. So you firstly need to identify your challenge. Then after that, you need to seek support in a way. So seeking support can be one of the important aspects of you dealing with those challenges as well. So seeking support can be in different ways, talking to people, mostly like professionals.
Psychologists?
Yes, psychologists. or like some could be your mentor, not really a psychologist, but someone who you can really trust with your personal issues as well. Or talking to your peers as well. So that can be another way. Or for instance, if you are, friends as well. Or if you are struggling academically, then, okay, yeah.
Academically.
Thank you. So you can, for instance, identify someone, you know, that this person is good in this module, that I know that they can help me to go through what I'm having challenge in. So talking to that person can really help you to overcome that challenge you are facing.
All right. As you've mentioned that challenges are something that you cannot avoid. It always happens. For Unisa students, where can they go for help if they need help in dealing with their challenges, or they need someone to talk to?
Okay, with regards to that, as part of identifying your challenge, you also need to think of who would be relevant for that particular challenge. Because, for instance, Nhlanhla mentioned something about struggling with your maybe your studies. You need to identify what is it exactly that you're struggling with. Should it be the contents of maybe the prescribed book? Then perhaps talking to a lecturer would be then helpful in terms of managing that challenge. But then should it be you having a challenge of maybe balancing your work and your studies, then perhaps seeking career counseling would be relevant for that particular challenge. So it will depend on the kind of challenge that the person is experiencing, and then who then they would have to seek support from for that particular challenge.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you are having challenge, especially with your studies, you have tutorial letter, so the first step will be to contact your lecturers to get understanding how can you go about dealing with those challenges you are having. And also, perhaps if you'll be in a group or study groups, identifying individuals who are good, as I mentioned, in that section or module that you're having challenges with and having conversation with them. And for example, if you're having family challenges, you can approach that in a different way. You cannot go to a lecture with family challenges. So you need to identify, as Yolanda mentioned, we have support at career counseling. So going there will also assist you to go past those personal challenges as well.
Oh, so you can actually come to you guys even if you have personal problems, not academical problems.
Of course.
Wow, great. So how can you guys be contacted?
Okay, student can contact us telephonically or via email. We also have got a number of resources on our website that student would then be able to access so that they can be assisted with whatever challenges that they are going through. But then should they want to speak to someone, they can call us on 012-441-5388. Or they can email us at counseling@unisa.ac.za.
Or they can visit our website, which is www.unisa.ac.za/counseling. Yes, counseling with double L.
And also, there are certain UNISA regional centers that offers counseling in person. So a student could also try to find out if their nearest UNISA regional center does offer that service.
Mm-hmm. And about contacting their lecturers, I think most students know that they need to go to their tutorial letters 101 and they'll find contact details.
Mm-hmm. And in closing, what message would you like to share with the listeners in general on this topic, thinking differently about change? Ladies first.
Okay. With regards to thinking differently about challenges, I would emphasize the importance of focusing on what you can control when it comes to whatever challenge that you are facing. Because in some instances, you're going to find yourself in a particular situation whereby there are things you can control and things you cannot control. Mm. For instance, maybe you grow up from a poor background, your family is poor. That's something you cannot control. Mm. But then now you want to study further. Then something that you can control would be to try to find bursary information or scholarship opportunities. That's something you can actually control. So then when you focus on the things that you can control, you are able to take further steps that will allow you to sort of see your challenge in a different manner.
Mm. So as going back to when we started, identifying support, where will you get it and from who, and also putting practical steps you need to take for you to act on those support as well, on support systems as well, and how can you go about approaching those people who will be able to assist you in there. So those could be ways for you to get past challenges.
Yeah, and don't only think about it, take action as well.
Don't just think about it, take action.
Yeah,
that's one thing we students struggle with. We always think about things and we never act on them.
Because when you start thinking, you overwhelm yourself sometimes. Think, I wouldn't be able to do it. Where else, if you really acted on it, you'll know where you are having challenges and where will you struggle.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, precious.
You're still listening to UNISA Radio. This is the African Voice. It is all about nobody but you. Do remember to connect with me on Facebook. It's at UNISA Radio, and on Instagram and Twitter. We are at UNISA Radio, the African Voice. It's all about you.
UNISA Radio on Twitter @UNISA Radio.